using Paul's words from 2 Timothy, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Paul's words to Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God. I have this small camp stove that I bought a long time ago, and it's so funny because, you know, using technology to make fire is a sort of a weird thing, but the stove has attached to it a fan, and so the fan then circulates the air and causes whatever you put into it, really, whatever is combustible, it can be, it's really a kind of a unique thing, but you can put all sorts of stuff in there, and once it's burning, it burns. And as long as the fan is going, the flame is burning. And so what I'm doing is fanning into flame this cooking stove, and it's a great example for me when I see the fan going, because when the fan goes out, the stove, the stuff kind of doesn't burn very well because of the way the stove is made. It's made for the fan to be blowing on it in order for it to burn. Our faith, this gift of God, is the same way. It's made to be burning because the fan is blowing on it, the fan being the Holy Spirit that blows on this gift of faith that burns inside of us. And so Paul is telling Timothy in his second letter to him to keep that flame of the Holy Spirit, to keep that gift burning within you. Do anything you can to fan into flame this gift of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Fan it into flame. Keep it burning. Because there are a lot of things, Paul says to Timothy, there's a lot of things that are going to come against that flame and try and keep it from burning. Shame is one he mentions. He mentions sin. He mentions fear. These things, fear, sin, and shame, all seek to douse the fire. They're true in Timothy's time. They're true in our time. Shame, oh my goodness. We can talk about the shame of being a Christian forever and ever, because there are many throughout history who have stories to tell about Christians who have hurt them. And whether you can go back as far as, and everybody always brings this up, well, the Crusades, they were done in God's name, and that's a shameful thing. And yes, many things were done in God's name that were terribly shameful. And even ourselves, you know, the sinner saint that we are, we go to church on Sunday, and then come Monday or even Sunday afternoon, we're right back into the mess of things. And so, well, then people say, well, shame on you for saying you're a Christian because you do all of these horrible things. And it's like, well, yeah, I could feel that. A lot of times we're shamed into silence because we're in a situation where mentioning Jesus would be a dangerous thing, or at least it might be controversial and might offend somebody. So sometimes we're shamed into silence and we don't mention the name Jesus because of whatever situation we're in. And Paul knows that. Paul has been there, where he's been in a situation where if you mention Jesus, you're getting thrown in prison. So for Paul to say to Timothy, keep fanning into flame this gift of God. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. And he will say, as I'm a prisoner in chains because of the gospel, don't be ashamed of me, and don't be ashamed of the gospel. Fan into flame this gift of faith that is in you through Christ Jesus. Fear is the other thing. He says we didn't get this spirit of fear. We often use this to talk about the boldness of being a follower of Jesus. We're not to be afraid. Well, now let's not just blanket statement and say there's nothing to fear, because sometimes being afraid is a safety mechanism. You know, you're afraid to take that leap off the cliff because gravity works. Don't do that. Don't tempt the Lord and say, well, I'm not afraid to jump right off. Well, yeah, you know, God created the natural world to work in the way that it does. Foolishness is different than fear, right? The fear that Paul is talking about is that same thing that keeps us shaking, keeps us timid, keeps us weak. When we could share the message of the gospel in a powerful way, a lot of times we're afraid to. We're afraid, just as sometimes we're shamed into not saying things. Sometimes the fear is ours. I read a book once when it says, when God is small and people are big, or when people are big and God is small. It's a book about having fear of mankind, fear of those saying things about me because I'm a follower of Jesus, or fear of saying Jesus' name when I know that it could help the situation, or fear of even talking or confessing faith, or even wearing a cross sometimes. We're afraid. We're afraid to speak the name of Jesus. We're afraid to say that we're his because of, again, whatever situation is in. And again, Paul and Timothy know that situation well. There were Roman guards all over the place. And there were, the Sanhedrin and the Jewish rulers who were ready to stone anybody who would blaspheme God by mentioning Jesus. And so there was a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear for us too. But Paul says, fan into flame that gift of God. Fan it into flame. Keep it burning. Keep it burning bright, because there's going to be a lot of things that are going to try and keep it quiet. Fear, shame, and sin. Oh my goodness. Again, all of these are connected. If you haven't figured that one out yet, fear and sin and shame are all connected, because the life that we live often doesn't reflect the gospel very well. It doesn't do its best. We confess in our confession that we are in bondage to sin, cannot free ourselves, and we've sinned in thought, word, and deed against our neighbor. We haven't loved our neighbor as we should. We haven't loved God as we should. And so this sin can become crushing on us. And Paul says, I know that. He'll claim to be the chief of sinners, right? Of all sinners, of which I'm the worst, he'll say. Well, we're all the worst. Because we all know the truth. We all know Jesus. We all know the grace and forgiveness. And yet we still go out there and do things and say things that we know we shouldn't. Or we don't say things when we know we should. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to keep that flame alive. So what is it, Paul, that Paul says about fanning into flame? How do we do that? Well, first is recognizing the forgiveness that we have in Christ. Jesus will say that. He talks about forgiveness in his gospel lesson. When a brother sins against you seven times, you forgive him seven times. He's not just talking about one-on-one relationships. He's talking about us and God, right? Because we daily sin much, as Luther will say. And so we daily need the forgiveness of God much, and that's what we proclaim. We don't proclaim some superhuman ability to know the future and stand up in judgment over people. We don't claim that. What we claim is forgiveness. We claim the righteousness of God and the forgiveness of my sins. Fan into flame that gift of forgiveness. Have that forgiveness. Receive that forgiveness from God. Know that the sin, the shame, and the fear, all of that and its consequences are forgiven by God in Christ. Fan that into flame. Hear the words of forgiveness as if God is speaking them to you, because he is. Your sins are forgiven. Your shame is forgiven. Your fear is forgiven. It's all overcome by the work of God through Christ on the cross. That forgiveness is yours. Then he says to the disciples, Jesus says to his disciples, they ask for greater faith. And he says, all you need is just a little bit. That's all you need. It's not a certain measure. It's not like, I need more faith in order to be able to do. Just a little bit is all you need. Grain of a mustard seed, a little tiny bit, is all the faith that you need. And in fact, that's what God gives us, is that little bit of faith, because in the grand scheme of things, we're little people. God is big. We are little. That's all we need, is that little bit of faith. So we fan into flame this gift of God through faith. not through our own works, not through somehow being better people, not through, and sometimes it does help to study Scripture. In fact, we should. Prayer, that helps. But those activities, they don't do stuff in the sense of making my faith greater. They strengthen it, yes. They fan it into flame is what they do. That faith that's already there is fanned into flame through prayer, through study, through worship, through receiving the forgiveness of God, through receiving his sacraments. All of those things keep that faith burning. We fan that gift of faith, of the gift of God, we fan it into flame through serving. We serve. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. He uses those words, right? He did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. That's what Jesus says. And so then here in our gospel reading, he talks about being dutiful servants. So we fan the gift of flame or the gift of faith into flame through serving. Luther talks that way too. He says, God doesn't need your good works, but your neighbor does. Serve. Help. See where those needs are and do what you can with what you have, where you're at, when the opportunity presents itself. Fan into flame this gift of faith through serving, helping wherever it's needed, however you can. And not everybody can do everything. We know that. We know that not everybody's going to be able to do grand and amazing things. And most of the time, most of us don't. We do little things here and there. Each time we help our neighbor, even a little bit, we're fanning into flame that gift of faith, not to draw attention to ourselves, but to show the love of God through what we do. So Paul reminds Timothy, fan into flame this gift. Don't let it be put out. Don't let fear and shame and sin squash and extinguish that flame. He says, in fact, look to the works of God through Christ in forgiveness, in faith, in service to keep that flame burning. So those are our words for us today, too. Fan into flame that gift of God. And sometimes, boy, it can feel like it's being blown out. Sometimes it can feel like it's being doused with water, and oh, it is hard to do. But you're in the right place. You're here at the right time for God, through the Holy Spirit, through his word, to fan that gift of faith into flame for you. For me. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always in the true faith to life everlasting. Amen.